אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום אוסטרליה. Morocco on Thursday became the fourth Arab nation this year to agree to normalize relations with Israel, following the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Sudan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that liaison offices would be reopened in Tel Aviv and Rabat, which Morocco closed in 2000 at the start of the Second Intifada, and that the two countries will establish full diplomatic relations as rapidly as possible. Morocco has allowed Israeli tourists for several years, but the deal will now aid travel with direct flights. The Palestinian Authority made no comment on the agreement. Hamas and Islamic Jihad, on the other hand, branded Morocco's decision to normalize ties with Israel a betrayal. MK Gideon Saar, long seen as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief rival within Likud, on Tuesday announced his intention to leave the party and set up his own party, New Hope, Tikvah Chadasha. Derech Eretz, MK, Zvi Hauser and Yoaz Hendel have said they will join Saar's party. Likud MK Yifat Shasha Biton, an outspoken critic of the government's coronavirus policies, may also run on Saar's list, and former IDF Forces Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot has not ruled out teaming up with Saar. In his press conference, Saar said Likud had become a tool for the personal interests of the person in charge, including matters relating to his criminal trial, and had fostered a cult of personality around Netanyahu. While opposition leader MK Yair Lapid praised him for the move, Transportation Minister Miri Regev recalled Saar's previous promises to always remain within Likud and tweeted that he'd now joined the Just Not Bibi camp. Regev also claimed that Saar was not leaving for ideological reasons, but because he was not elected to lead the party. According to Channel 11's poll on Wednesday night, if the elections were held now, Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud would win 25 seats, Gideon Saar's party 18 seats, Naftali Bennett's Yamina 17 seats, Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid would win 15 seats, while Benny Gantz's Kohol Levan plunged to just 7 seats, and Labour would not cross the threshold. When asked who would make a better prime minister, 40% chose Netanyahu and 32% Saar. The poll found that if Gideon Saar can persuade Yifat Shasha Biton and Gadi Eisenkot to join his list, then he could win as many as 21 seats, with Likud down to 23. In either case, his entry into the election race threatened Netanyahu's chances of forming the next government and might lead to his finding a way of postponing the threatened elections. Despite rising infection numbers and health officials warning that a third round of COVID-19 is coming, the government dropped its plans to impose additional pandemic restrictions over the Hanukkah holiday in its second apparent policy reversal in under a week. The government will instead tighten restrictions when the number of daily cases hits 2,500. The decision came after ministers in the coronavirus cabinet protested the plan to ban Israelis from visiting other people's homes during the evening hours of the holiday. It was unclear how police would have enforced such an order, as they cannot legally enter homes without a warrant. If the daily caseload hits 2,500, or the basic reproduction rate of the virus hits 1.32, all businesses that accept walk-in customers will be closed, schools in high infection areas will be shuttered, and public transport will be reduced to 50% capacity. The basic reproduction rate is currently at 1.26. Passengers returning to Israel from abroad were unable to maintain social distancing while waiting in line for passport control, with Channel 12 News showing a photo on Thursday with hundreds of people crowded together the night before. There was also no separation between passengers returning from red countries with high coronavirus infection rates and those from green countries with low infection rates. Under Health Ministry orders, those returning from red countries are supposed to quarantine for 14 days, while those who come from green countries need not do so. The congestion was caused by a shortage of passport control clerks on duty late at night. Interior Minister Aryeh Deri was later reported to have sent Shlomo Mor Yosef, Director General of the Population and Immigration Authority, to the airport to check what was going on and shake up his people. Prime Minister Netanyahu on Wednesday night announced that Israel would begin its vaccination program against COVID-19 on December 27th, with the country aiming to administer 60,000 shots a day. Israel received its first shipment of Pfizer vaccines on Wednesday and has now received hundreds of thousands of additional doses. Netanyahu, in a speech at Ben Gurion Airport as the first batch arrived, said he would be the first person in Israel to receive the coronavirus vaccine as part of a campaign to encourage inoculation. The new head of the coronavirus committee, Nachman Ash, also joined the campaign yesterday as he urged all Israelis to get vaccinated against COVID-19 after US regulators granted emergency approval for the Pfizer vaccine. During a visit to one of the hardest hit places in the country, the northern Druze town of Daliat al-Karmel, Ash said, "This is our chance to get out of this pandemic. Everyone go out to get vaccinated." Meanwhile, Itamar Grotto, the outgoing Deputy Director General of the Health Ministry, was encouraging Israelis to uphold mask wearing and social distancing ahead of a vaccination drive. 2,979 Israelis have now died from the virus. A statue inspired by an iconic photo of a demonstrator against Prime Minister Netanyahu was installed in Rabin Square in Tel Aviv on Thursday, after last weekend the Jerusalem municipality took it down from its original location near the Prime Minister's residence. Tel Aviv Mayor Ron Huldai, an outspoken critic of Netanyahu, responding to the installation, said that Israeli democracy is at one of its low points and everything must be done to protect it. Artist Itai Zalait has applied for permission for the statue to be reinstalled in Jerusalem's Paris Square, close to the Prime Minister's residence and the epicentre of the protests against Netanyahu. Last night's protests were smaller than in recent weeks, with about 2,000 participants, possibly due to families staying together for Hanukkah celebrations. 2020 has seen the lowest number of Israelis killed in terrorism or combat in the country's history, in part as a result of the chaos caused by the coronavirus pandemic. According to IDF figures, two Israelis have been killed this year: Rabbi Shai Ohayon, who was stabbed to death outside Tel Aviv in August, and Sergeant First Class Amit Ben Yigal, who was killed when a Palestinian threw a rock at his head during an arrest raid in the West Bank in May. At an online press conference in Dubai, Beitar Jerusalem soccer team owner Moshe Chogeg on Tuesday introduced his new partner, Emirati businessman Hamad bin Khalifa Al Nahyan, a member of Abu Dhabi's royal family, who has bought 50% of the team. The two said they are determined to demonstrate that Jews and Muslims can cooperate and do wonderful things together, and that sport is a good place to begin that mission. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners Happy Chanukah, Chag Urim Sameach. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.